The Huntsville School, the Training of Workers. For the accomplishment of the Lord's work among the colored people in the South, we cannot look wholly to white laborers. We need colored workers, oh, so much, to labor for their own people everywhere, and especially in those places where it would not be safe for white people to labor. Without delay, most decided efforts should be made to educate and train colored men and women to labor as missionaries. We must provide means for the education and training of Christian colored students in the southern states, who, being accustomed to the climate, can work there without endangering their lives. Promising young men and young women should be educated as teachers. They should have the very best advantages. Those who make the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom, and give heed to the counsel of men of experience, can be a blessing by carrying to their own people the light of present truth. Every worker who labors in humility and in harmony with his brethren will be a channel of light to many who are now in the darkness of ignorance and superstition. It was for the education of Christian workers that, in the providence of God, the General Conference purchased a beautiful farm of 300 acres near Huntsville, Alabama, and established an industrial training school for colored students. I have often received divine instruction in regard to this institution, showing what manner of school it should be, and what those who go there as students are to become. The students of the Huntsville School are to be given a training in many lines of service. They are to learn how to present the truth for this time to their own people. Not only are they to be taught to do public work, but they should learn also the special value of house-to-house work in soul-saving. In carrying forward work among the colored people, it is not highly educated men, not eloquent men, who are now the most needed, but humble men who in the school of Christ have learned to be meek and lowly, and who will go forth into the highways and hedges to give the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Those who beg at midnight for loaves for hungry souls will be greatly blessed. It is a law of heaven that as we receive, we are to impart. In all the Lord's arrangements, there is nothing more beautiful than His plan of giving to men and women a diversity of gifts. The Church of God is made up of many vessels, both large and small. The Lord works through those who are willing to be used. He will bless them in doing the work that has brought blessing to many in the past, the work of seeking to save souls ready to perish. There are many who have received but a limited religious and intellectual training, but God has a work for this class to do, if they will labor in humility, trusting in Him. The Lord says, "I will take illiterate men, obscure men, and move upon them by my Spirit to carry out my purposes in the work of saving souls." The last message of mercy will be given by a people who love and fear me, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. We should give willing, devoted men every possible encouragement to go forward and, in their humble way, reveal their loyalty to principle and their integrity to God. Let them visit the people at their homes, and talk and pray with the unwarned regarding the soon coming Savior. Let them take a personal interest in those whom they meet. Christ took a personal interest in men and women during the days of His earthly ministry. He was a true missionary everywhere He went. His followers are to go about doing good, even as He did. By personal efforts to meet the people where they are, coarse and rough though some of these people may be, humble house-to-house missionaries and colporters may win the hearts of many to Christ. In their unpretentious way, they can help a class that ministers do not reach.